Up to this point, what has been your involvement with World Heritage, formal and informal?
Of course, as an archaeologist, as an active archaeologist in excavations, and so also taking part in different projects of monument preservation in Hungary and also in other countries, for example in Germany. I knew about World Heritage, of course, and I was it was exciting for me what kind of new idea was created for the heritage. It shows not only national level, but international level, beginning with the 70s, but first of all in the 80s, and for us in 86 in Hungary. But my first real connection with the World Heritage was at the end of the 90s, as I was invited by the minister creating a new ministry for national cultural heritage. I was invited to lead the cultural part of this ministry, so of course not only museums and collections and cultural activities, but also built heritage and monuments preservation and so on. And at the same time, the World Heritage project was put into this new ministerium. Up to now it was never connected with the cultural sector. It was the built heritage and the natural preservation and the environment ministry and so on. It was the first time put together with cultural, and suddenly I was appointed to lead this project. So not only to know something about the world heritage issues and so on, but at the same time advance to lead it, at least in Hungary. There was a running project on Hortobágy to be elected to be a World Heritage site. I can remember that this was a bit strange for me because I didn't know about the details of this nomination, because it was prepared by the environment ministry as a natural site, first of all, so a natural site, not cultural site, so cultural landscape. And the meeting of the committee took place in 1980. And during this meeting, it was very important, two important things happened. Once the Hungarian delegation realized that it will be not elected to a World Heritage site, the Hortobágy, as a natural site, because it is a partly man-made site already, so it was not good. And that in the last, at the last moment, it was taken back and withdrawn. And second, Hungary was elected to be the member, to be a member of the World Heritage Committee. There was a running program, of course, with this one. Advised colleagues to change for a cultural landscape.
Mm-hmm. This is Hortobágy.
I built Hortobágy. But at the same time, there was another running program with PH, the Christian Cemetery. It was in preparation at that time. And both nominations had problems. And also the Hortobágy nomination was problematic because the advisor mission mentioned that it is very good also as a cultural landscape, but the cultural site is not elaborated quite well. And so in the last moment, I took the responsibility for this nomination, and simply I asked some colleagues from the museum, from Debrecen and other museums, to prepare a cultural part chapter to this, and on the basis of this it could be made, and it was accepted in Marrakesh. Then we had almost the same problems with PAGE. They wanted to prepare a nomination on the basis that, oh, it is a very important site, so different ages built above, so the Roman and the Middle Ages, Hungarian and all the Turkish times, but it was not accepted by Icomos, because there are some places in the Balkan and other areas with this structural cultural levels, those are similar to the Turkish, and let's say that we have already certain places, so please take some others. And then it was changed again, and that it was the moment that I entered to do something in this line. And then the Middle Age and Turkish age was taken out, and only the old Christian grave chambers with frescoes and paintings, it was nominated, and it is really very good. But it was not accepted. We had to send some more opinions and statements about it. So it was inscribed in 2000. And then two other World Heritage sites were prepared under my leadership, and I took part. It is the Fertil, Lake Fertil, and also the Tokaj region. And it was very interesting in Cairns, because decided that in 2002 the committee meeting will be held in Budapest.
And between 2002-03 period and now, have you been involved with World Heritage?
Yes. But it is first of all my activity in the Roman Limes, because the Hadrian's Wall was inscribed in 1987. Up to the beginning of that new millennium, it was the only site from the Roman Limes inscribed. And during a meeting, somebody asked me, knowing that I am working on the Limes and so on, and World Heritage, blah blah blah. Haven't you thought about that the whole Roman Limes could be united in one World Heritage site? It is an interesting idea. And of course I took over and thought about the possibilities, is it possible or not? And then I decided to initiate such a thing at the committee, and during this year and also in 2000 with some committee members from the interested countries, Germany, Great Britain and others, and also in the secretariat, and it got a support somehow. And then of course, I am working in the Roman Limes for more decades. I have very good contacts in the countries and the colleagues in the Limes congresses and so on. And I knew that Germany started preparations to nominate the German Racian Limes. And then, as I was in good connections with Professor Planck, the leader of the Heritage program in Baden-Württemberg, I wrote him a letter in 2000 that there is an idea to unite these sites, and do you want to nominate this, and could we speak about it? And in the next year, this year and second year, we had some scientific issues and conferences, and to give a scientific support to the common nomination. And parallel with it, the German nomination went to the committee, and it was deferred. Mm-hmm. And the committee thought that it would be very nice to create a united, only one World Heritage Site for the Limes. And please go to Great Britain, having one site, Hadley and Sword, and to discuss whether would it be possible or not. And then in the next year, 2005, it was inscribed, but in another way, because in the meantime it had been created the frontiers of the Roman Empire World Heritage Site, it's an umbrella World Heritage Site. We have discussed the method and the manner and the exact scope of what is possible to nominate in a common united World Heritage Site, it was in four. And then we decided what are the possibilities to nominate something for the common frontiers of the Roman. So we decided that only the line or lines existing in the 2nd century AD, so between Trajan and Septimius Severus, may be nominated. So at the end of 15, I joined officially again, mm-hmm. and I became the leader of this Linus program. Up to this time, 11 or maximum 12, it would be possible to nominate the national sector of the Roman Limes simply, and okay. Now it was changed. Scientifically, from overall values and from different points, so, it is not relevant the present borders, state borders, to cut. So no. We should have to find first longer sectors. Second, these sectors should have a special reason from, didn't say what point of view, from according to Roman provincial borders, for example. So we had to prepare a thematic study first, 1 year long, it was made in 16. It was prepared by 10 or 12 European countries. And it was delivered 1 year ago, and in Krakow it was adopted by committee. On the basis of the thematic study, we had the right and possibility to prepare our nomination, but up to that time, of course, all these countries made the nominations in partly in the national language, but on their own rights and blah, 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 extra. And now we had to unite it. It's a very big nomination.